The Story of Ruth, Part 3. She gleaned in the field until evening. Then she beat up what she had gleaned and carried it back with her to the town. When her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned, and when she also took out and gave her what she had left over after eating her fill, her mother-in-law asked her, "Where did you glean today? Where did you work? Blessed be he who took such generous notice of you." So she told her mother-in-law whom she had worked with, saying, "The name of the man with whom I work today is Boaz." Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, "Blessed be the Lord who has not failed his kindness to the living or to the dead." For Naomi explained to her daughter-in-law, "The man is related to us. He is one of our redeeming kinsmen." A redeeming kinsman is a person responsible for the well-being of the family. Ruth the Moabite said, "He even told me, 'Stay close by my workers until all my harvest is finished.'" And Naomi answered her daughter-in-law, Ruth, "It is best, daughter, that you go out with his girls and not be annoyed in some other field." So she stayed close to the maidservants of Boaz and gleaned until the barley harvest and the wheat harvest were finished. Then she stayed at home with her mother-in-law. Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, "Daughter, I must seek a home for you, where you may be happy. Now there is our kinsman Boaz, whose girls you were close to. He will be winnowing barley." This means blowing air through a grain to remove the husk. On the threshing floor, it is a flat surface of a floor where the farmer separates the grain. Tonight, so bathe, anoint yourself, dress up, and go down to the threshing floor, but do not disclose yourself to the man until he has finished eating and drinking. When he lies down, note the place where he lies down and go over and uncover his feet and lie down. He will tell you what you are to do." She replied, "I will do everything you tell me." She went down to the threshing floor and did just as her mother-in-law had instructed her. Boaz ate, drank, and in the cheerful mood went to lie down beside the grain pile. Then she went over stealthily and uncovered his feet and lay down. In the middle of the night, the man gave a start and put back. There was a woman lying on his feet. "Who are you?" he asked. And she replied, "I am your handmaid, Ruth. Spread your robe over your handmaid for your redeeming kinsman." He exclaimed, "Be blessed of the Lord, daughter. Your latest deed of loyalty is greater than the first, in that you have not turned to younger men, whether poor or rich, And now, daughter, have no fear. I will do in your behalf whatever you ask, for all the elders of my town know what a fine woman you are. But while it is true, I am a redeeming kinsman. There is another redeemer closer than I. Stay for the night, then in the morning, if he will act as redeemer, good, let him redeem. But if he does not want to act as redeemer for you, I will do myself. As the Lord lives, lie down until morning. So she lay at his feet until dawn. She rose before one person could distinguish another from the Toth. Let it not be known that the woman came to the threshing floor, and he said, hold out the shawl you are wearing. She held it while he measured out 6 measures of barley, and he put it on her back.